For three consecutive days, Vincentians will have an opportunity to sample a variety of teas from various plants grown in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Coordinator of the event, Donna Mason McLean, says the exhibition, which will be held from March 11th to the 13th, is a spin-off from the annual National Bush Tea Festival.
One of the activities that we to interact, the persons to interact, especially persons who are coming in for the conference, we want them to tell us what name, because you know sometimes we call them one thing, like in Sylvie, so we call a particular herb, the rum goat dashalong, and I think it's in Jamaica, it is called the rum goat regular. So they are the names, so we're giving them an opportunity to tell us what is the herb called in their respective country.
Mrs. Mason McLean says the event is intended to highlight information on the benefits of herbs referred to as bush, many of which are used for traditional and medicinal purposes.
For this exhibition, it will be just within library. We will be just presenting the live plants, supporting them to see the plants, because a lot of these herbs are plants that they will pass on the street or in the community, or they will see them spring up in the garden, and they will not realize all these herbs have purpose. I think it's a weed, yeah, but they do have some medicinal benefits for different ailments. We'll have one that is called the rum goat dashalong or the rum goat regular. We have tarragon, body me eye, various mint and basil. There'll be a wide variety of teas for persons to sample.
She also disclosed that plans are already in place for the upcoming Bush Tea Festival slated for October.
We will have our Bush Tea Festival, and that is when we have a whole showcase of all the herbs. We have herbalists now coming and talk. We have persons who are making teas or who are doing different things with the herbs. They come in and they set up stalls and stuff like that. We have local food.
Donna Mason McLean, librarian at the National Public Library, Archives and Documentation Services. I'm Nerissa Sandy with today's special report.